Welcome to Intrepid Heroes, an actual play podcast of the Starfinder 2nd Edition playtest adventure, A Cosmic Birthday. I'm Jason, and I'll be your GM.
I'm Scott, and I'm playing Zosra Shizori, a Patra Skirmisher operative who's looking for a new cause.
I'm Stephanie, and I'm playing Starchild, a Soki envoy full of energy from the Drift.
I'm Tim, and I'm playing Krizek Vare, a Warblood Vest soldier with a knack for violence.
I'm Mark. I'm playing Iswar, a Kasathan Graviton Solarian.
I'm John, and I'm playing Dr. Vic Dume, an android witchwarper seeking a lost reality.
I'm Ron, and I'm playing Jode, a human mystic looking to make the galaxy a better place.
And now, on to the episode. And welcome back to Intrepid Heroes playthrough of the Starfinder 2E playtest adventure, A Cosmic Birthday! Happy birthday, Cosmic. For those of you listening at home, it's been a little bit for us, but it's been only like 2 weeks for you. So let's get back into things to remind you all where you are. You're in Little Akaton on Absalom Station. You'd come back up from the ghost levels and found out that this neighborhood is quarantined, as all the neighborhoods are in Absalom Station, under lockdown. No one's allowed to come and go as they please because of all the strange power fluctuations that have been echoing throughout the system. While you are here, you're thought, you know, let's figure out something to do with ourselves. Let's kill some time until the lockdown lifts. Zosra has a contact here by the name of Nick Knack, and who owns a scrapyard. Maybe Nick Knack has a job for you to do. And so you went to Nick Knack's scrapyard here in Little Akaton and found that there was as you were about to sort of, as you headed in, you were attacked by this ferrofluid ooze, this magnetic ooze throwing junk and trash at you every which way, and you gave it a beat down to nearly killing it, and it oozed away through the fence, and you all let it sort of go. And as you're in the aftermath of that, Jode here went to the sort of one sort of building, one tiny shack in the middle of the scrapyard, opened the door and saw that the proprietor, a white-furred Yusoki, sitting on a stool, headphones on, just clearly blaring this Akatonian death metal music to a deafening degree, hovering over a bench, maybe soldering something. And when Jode sort of let himself know, he turned and goes, takes the headphones off and says, what can I do for you? What can I do for you? And that's where we'll take it.
Are you Nick Knack?
Yes, Nick Knack. Hey, how's it going? Welcome. You need something? You can see that this little area is packed full, right? It's not necessarily where he sleeps, but it's definitely where he spends a lot of time working. There's stuff hanging on the walls that's in like half repair state of repair, things that are just like half finished. He's clearly soldering some, probably like a gun of some kind. And he's got a little desk to one side that's just sort of strewn with data pads and whatnot. A bit of a mess.
Well, I think it's not something we want. I think it's something you want, but my friend Zoser knows more.
Hmm. All right. Well,
and I'll step aside for the Patra.
Okay. Hearing my name, what's up now? Is it safe out here?
I think it's totally cool.
Zosra. Hold on a second. That name, that sounds familiar. And he goes over to the desk and he's looking through all the data pads and whatnot. And he holds one up. He's, you're Jules Akama's friend, right?
You got it. Told me to maybe look you up, see if you got something to do while we're locked in.
Right. Well, there was something that a real sort of nothing errand, but I have something even better, actually, now that you're all here.
Was it a news? Because... done.
We took care of that.
No.
You know you're infested out here, right?
Ah, yeah, we get vermin from time to time. You know, it's a scrapyard after all. Who knows what comes and goes in some of this junk? He steps out of the little shack to sort of take in the quote unquote air of the scrapyard.
Do you know what happened out here?
What do you mean? What happened?
We got Nick Knack. We got badly whacked because you gave an ooze a home. I'm over here in this pile. I mean,
could someone check the playtest notes? Am I allowed to take hero points away from characters?
Only in the case of bad puns.
Okay, good.
Oh no!
Not in trouble.
I know. I made two of you sweat.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
I mean, we're hoping it's not your fault.
Oh, no, I think it's Rob that should be apologizing.
Fair enough. You know, we get junk sort of dropped in here, and, you know, it comes with stowaways. I appreciate what you did. And this is going to be, hopefully, something else that you can take care of for me, or will help us all take care of. How familiar is everyone with Abadar Corps?
I know they're a company.
Sell right. Lots of stuff, like everything? Yeah,
they do. They sell a little bit of everything. And they have banks, right? It's for people to keep their credits in and whatnot,
oh,
right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, banks. Yeah. What's a heist, then?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Little Akaton here was a bit of a... They don't think too much about us down here in Little Akaton, Abadar Corps, but they still have some shops and some chain stores and they've recently, well, fairly recently in the past couple of weeks, had opened up a bank here, a branch of their sort of normal Golden Vault banking service, what have you, as a sort of a flagship, sort of their testing grounds. So we're sort of the guinea pig, so to speak, of a fully automated banking building, right? Well, I have some choice words for Abadar Corps, but I'm not going to repeat them here. But some of the people here seem to trust them.
Well said.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what's happened?
No.
There's weird power fluctuations.
Yes, that I'm very familiar with. Yeah.
Well, those things, well, that's caused the bank to kind of go haywire.
Oh.
People can't get in to get their money out.
Oh.
Do any of the other banking services. And
so we're going to withdraw it for them, right?
Well, that's what I was hoping you'd say. I like the cut of your jib. Yeah, so I was thinking maybe if some people maybe from not in this neighborhood could go check out the bank and sort of take care of the terrible automation failure that's happened, get people's money, credits, sticks out of there, valuables. Some people stored some physical valuables in there in their safe deposit boxes. Bring that out here. The community would be very much appreciative. I would be very much appreciative, mainly because I don't like Abadar Corps. But other than that, you know, I would say we want to keep this. Most likely, I mean, they clearly don't care enough to send people down here to fix this problem. But most likely, they're still monitoring the situation, right? Mm-hmm. So if you could be, you know, keep it stealthy, keep it infiltration-y, that would probably be in everyone's best interest.
Secret, keep it safe.
Okay, yeah.
Keep it secret, break into the safe. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
this sounds a lot like, I'll lean over to Esquire. This seems a lot like we're being asked to rob a bank at a time of technical crisis.
Yes.
Okay. I'm just clear on that.
You nailed it.
Okay.
I think it's more like retrieve all the items from the bank and take them outside of it.
It's malfunctioning.
Right.
What can you tell us about this bank?
What's different about that is that we're not going to keep the stuff.
Not going to keep all the stuff.
Retrieving it for the owners who can't get it out and are probably like starving because they have no credits.
Mm-hmm. But they'll probably be grateful.
Oh, they definitely will be grateful.
They better be.
That Nick says.
And I'm sure Abadar Corps would certainly be grateful.
Well, they don't need to know, really.
But they're monitoring.
Well, I mean, if anything terrible, I'm sure if there's like a, you know, flashing red lights and a complete system, you know, warning and everything, someone on some computer somewhere up in the upper levels of the station will notice, right? And then maybe send somebody to take a look, but that might even not even take a couple
not
hours
again,
at least, right?
Really?
But otherwise, you know, their failures can be their failures.
Right. So we're the technicians. That it,
precisely.
Exactly. Helping out a community in need and also doing some needed technical work.
It's great because if they do come after us, we say we already did our community service by pulling the stuff out for them.
See, this is why Josakama sent you to me there, Zosha, isn't it? I think you and I, we had a little simpatico. I also, you know, when if you do this and whatnot, I give you a little bit of credit in my store. And he's gesturing to the little shack.
Aww.
I can help you out, maybe acquire some other technical items, maybe fix something that is broken or upgrade something that needs upgrading. I'm your Yosoki.
Okay.
Well, that seems useful. It sounds like everybody wins when we do this.
Right?
Everybody's going to win.
Win.
It'll be a good chance for the PR people of Abadar Corp to earn their keep. So,
sounds good.
We're going to go. Golden Vault, Neighborhood Branch Number 9. And he gives you some directions. It being a neighborhood, it's a large neighborhood, Little Akaton, so there's lots of streets and whatnot. So he gives you that. The doors, like, people haven't even been able to get into the front where the lobby is, where the tellers, the automated tellers are and whatnot. So that door's been locked down. I'm sure there's a generator, another way in. I'm not sure. You guys can scope that out. But for the most part, it is a small building, one story building, and all the bank stuff is in the basement.
Okay.
Okay.
All the vaults and whatnot, are in the basement. Mm-hmm. That's all I know, really.
All right.
Well, I think that's all we need.
At your leisure, of course, no rush. But the people would like their money when you can get it.
Mm-hmm.
You bring it all back here, and we'll make sure that it gets distributed to the people who need it.
You're a very bad liar.
We need it.
What? I'm not a liar. Why would I be lying about this?
The people who it belongs to, not the
exactly
people who need it.
Yes,
right?
The people who need it and who it belongs to. Of course, I am an upstanding pillar of this community.
Sure you are.
More like a pile here, it looks like, but a pillar, yeah. But I don't know.
Well, that was a pillar at one point, but it fell
over. An upstanding pile of the community.
Upstanding pile of the community. Right. Okay, we have a heist to plan. Let's case the bank then.
I'm hurt.
Oh.
Oh, I can fix that.
Fair.
By this job?
I might be
okay. No, by the previous fight we were in.
Right.
Yeah. Krajcek is the only one who sustained any sort of multiple injuries from that particular fight, really? Apparently. Yeah.
I believe
you know
this
what? I can help you out.
Second
and
edition.
None of you should use the word meat shield.
I believe I just if was I com- use a
I was just two- thinking that keeping things on the down low is Krajcek's forte, right?
Not at all, actually. It's sort of the opposite of that.
Yeah,
but making sure Krajcek's all patched up is my forte.
It
so
is.
So come here, buddy.
It's true.
And we'd have time to rest and get back, like.
Yeah, if you have any focus points
focus
or
points,
anything. Yes.
Instead.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what I need to do. Okay. You don't even need to get too close. I get within 30 feet.
Shoot a beam of energy, a healing energy at Krajcek. Giving him
8 points of healing energy.
Back.
Nice.
giving him to just a scratch.
How's that? How's levels that? Is that you, Krajcek?
I'm one hit down. So
okay, that's
one
not
hit. Small.
One hit. Oh,
alrighty. Well, per the ancient role playing rule, is if your damage is less than your level, you're fine.
It is. It's more than my level.
I can use some of my medical skills on you.
Okay. I think might be able to do that too.
Besides, we're not going to get in a fight.
It's like 5 points.
This is all going to be stealth, right?
Right? All stealth. Super easy peasy.
Have you seen how big I am?
Yes, I have.
How come this is not rolling? I'm rolling it. Treat wounds. I click treat wounds.
It's or pop up.
Yeah, I'm using the action, or I'll try something else. I'll try the other thing instead. Again. Oh, is treat wounds on the HUD too?
Yeah, it should be.
It's under, it is. Like
utility. Well, it sure is.
Under utility? Okay, there it is.
That's
yeah.
A rest.
Yeah, under utility.
Yeah.
Oh, now let me roll. Okay, then let me roll before.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. Frustrated. Well done. You've rolled a nat 1 on that that's, D20, and that means you've injured.
I injured you. Yeah. Sorry.
Can I try medicine if that's happened or no?
So what happens now is that we need to you need to wait in like an hour.
Hour, yeah. Okay.
Medicine.
I guess I'm not that good at it. I haven't practiced for a while.
You said you were a doctor.
I was. I did that before.
We didn't ask a doctor of doctor of what.
Well, it's
it could be a doctor of philosophy.
Physiology is much different than what I remember.
Remember. Nice.
Yep.
Well, it was rearranged somewhat in the fight.
So you want to wait around here a little bit more or head over to the bank?
I think that's a question for Kryzak. What do you think?
Well, being hurt even more.
I would feel better being like up to full.
A little more.
Okay.
Now here's the thing. Yeah. Like yeah, Jode, you can like refocus for 10 minutes and then cast the spell again, right? So.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'll do just that. I'll refocus for 10 minutes. I've got a lot of, you know, some runes that make me, you know, help focus on my goddess. And, I see that I do that. And then I'll try to help you out again.
In the meantime, I'll entertain everybody with an interpretive dance.
Oh, nice.
How about 10?
10.
That should be plenty, right?
Back to normal.
Must have been the dance, honestly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely the dance.
Challenging to interpret, though.
I mean, I'm right here, man. We'll see how well the dance helps you when you're hurt next.
So you leave Nick Nack to his scrapyard. He heads back into his shack, puts this music back on, right, and goes back to soldering some laser gun. And you head over to the bank area, right?
Right.
That's like a 10-minute walk.
All right.
And I'll bring you to the scene. You're not going to see much because it's all kind of inside. This building is a smallish building. It seems to be mostly, you know, I feel like I said. There's an area that's above it. This sort of space, this sort of dark space that's sort of directly north of you is actually sort of an open courtyard.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That you can see to. And this is like, this here is the front door of down this sort of, now what looks like an alleyway to the on the map, but it is sort of open to this sort of small courtyard plaza.
Okay.
The building is nice-ish. It's got a faux marble exterior, right? But it's clearly like a little weathered. Even though there's not like weather here, I guess it's just like not the best. So clearly mediocre construction, right? Okay. There's also sort of above the door, these glass doors, a 30-foot tall replica of Abadar Kor's pyramid and key symbol, right? And then underneath it just says what is it called again? Golden Vault Neighborhood Branch Number 9. There are like some small drones kind of like going around the building a bunch, lasering away like graffiti that's been spray painted on a couple of places on this building.
Nice.
Okay.
You can kind of, if you want to, you can kind of go up to the front doors. But if you look around, you know, if you go around, there's a couple other sort of buildings attached on the other side. The sort of faux marble exterior is only kind of like around here and around here. The other buildings look sort of pretty standard.
Okay. Yeah, I think first step is a full walk around to note entrances and security cameras.
There don't appear to be any security cameras on the outside.
Okay.
And neither are there appear to be any other entrances. This being supposedly a fully automated, bank, it doesn't necessarily need a staff entrance, right?
So everything is the front door, huh? Okay.
It's just everything is just the front door, yeah. There is a sort of a park on the other side of it that Jode has seen.
It's kind of a nice park. I'm doing a little walk around here.
Yeah.
Do I know anything about Golden Vault automated branches? Is there any skill that I might...
You used to have media lore, right?
Yeah, I think I do.
I love that as a kind of like a semi catch all. You can roll that if you like.
Okay. Oh yeah, like what about that movie that one time that had the? Sorry,
right, maybe there's movies. Maybe there were, yeah, you have vids and whatnot.
Oh no. Oh,
whatever
I have
this
total...
is. Yeah. Whatever the.
Yeah, I saw a show that totally misrepresented it.
Maybe that, or just sort of like this has to do banking, boring, right? Like something that doesn't interest you at all, right?
But now I'm sure that I saw some heist show at some point that.
Oh, you definitely have seen some heist movies, sure. Yeah.
Speaking of heists, would I have anything with my underworld lore, like knowledge of?
Oh, that's probably better information.
Abadar, sort of other heists and other ways that they've, some stuff that's gotten around as to how these things are set up.
Give me a check.
How much is a check? And should I write it out to you?
Write it out to me. You're a game master, and give me a bribe.
All right, I'm going to give you... I'm gonna give you 20. How's that?
Slip me a 20. All right, that's a 20 on the check there. Most of the time, Abadar Corps banks get robbed a lot of times, right? Sure, what? Right. It happens.
Abadar Corps. Oops.
Or people try to rob them anyway. Abadar Corps generally has pretty good security,
right?
So it doesn't happen that often. And mostly when it happens in Absalom Station, it's like digital theft, right? This is. Credits get stolen by hacking. Not a lot of people physically break in to steal stuff out of safe deposit boxes anymore. Right? At least on Absalom Station, right? As a matter of course. Not that this would be the first time this would ever happen, but it's not like it happens so regularly that there's clear ways around. Like, oh, we know ways around of Abadar Corps security. They try to keep it pretty cutting edge.
But we can also think that maybe they don't actually think about these things too much either.
Well, and the power fluctuations and stuff going haywire with technology maybe will provide us with some sort of an opportunity that's not usually there. So can we check that out? Maybe a computer's check or something like that?
I have the ability to use computers.
What is the entry like? The entry's down this little hall, right?
Essentially, it's basically that's a set of double doors that looks onto the vault. Onto the sort of lobby itself, right?
What is the door open? What if I just sort of
it doesn't open, but I'm going to open it for you here so you can see it because there are glass doors that you can see through.
Okay.
It looks like they're supposed to be sort of classic automated doors that open when you get near them, but they are not doing that.
Okay.
Oh. So what you can see here on the other side, through the glass door, is a classic lobby, right? It's a small, not that small, but it's elegantly furnished reception area. There's space for a few dozen people to sit and stand in line and whatnot. There's some stanchions with golden looking ropes that form sort of lines up to the sort of teller space up front. There's the carpet is kind of. Is this mustard yellow with an Abadar Corps sort of key and pyramid symbol sort of right in front of the front door, which you can see. They're not hidden at all. Security cameras basically in every corner of the room here and one above a door to the right that does read employees only over it.
Like right here?
Yeah, this area up here is the camera sort of above an employees only kind of entrance or staff. Okay. It basically says staff only. There is some sort of hologram teller. Basically a pair of them behind the sort of teller window, right? That you walk up to, and they're just kind of like, you know, pretty nicely dressed, right? In suits. Well, you know, there's like a male one and a female one, and they're both wearing sort of similar style, almost not quite formal wear, but very, very, very business wear, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But the door is locked.
But the door is locked.
Right. So, first thing, how do we get through the door? Who's good at doing that?
Well, what kind of skill would that take, do you think?
It being an electronic door, you can use computers.
I could try computers. I have a plus.
You can also use, you know, thievery if you want to sort of.
I'll step out of the way.
Yeah. So we've got several people who can use computers. I can do that. Looks like
thievery if needed.
I am not good at thievery.
No, I'm not either.
That's an 8 for me.
All right, well, maybe start with that then.
You're pretty good. Go ahead and
computers first. We'll just convince it.
Yeah, my computers is fairly decent, though.
Same.
Of course, my medicine was okay too. So
it's the dice.
Well,
I will attempt to.
Yeah, why don't you give a try?
Go ahead.
23. Nice.
That's really good.
Well done. You're able to sort of like reach up and there are the sensors there that sense you approaching to open up, right, to in the way of all automatic doors. It's just like malfunctioning really, and it just needs a quick slight rewiring, right? And you're able to sort of cross those wires, and because you're standing right there, the door does in fact sort of like open. Ooh, right up.
Nice.
It's a loud door.
See, we're not breaking in, we're fixing things.
Very sudden.
There is a sort of a clear, like, faint, wordless song, you know, a music, wafting out of the lobby here.
Does it look like there's anything of immediate danger inside the, like, that big, it looks like there's a big rug that's got a key on it, the key in German symbol.
Yeah. The pyramid and key, yeah.
You know, unless you think capitalism is a clear and present danger, then it doesn't seem to be anything that dangerous.
I mean, except maybe it is a clear and present danger.
Well, yeah, but, yeah. Now I'm very nervous.
Not for Anthelum and Joan. He's got. I'll give like a sigh of contentment, and then I will walk into the room and immediately get in line as though they're like I queue up.
This
is very orderly. Mm-hmm. This is you how you do things in the Aslanti Star Empire. We line up very orderly.
You get up to the front and clear that there are a couple of sensors in these front stanchions that detect your presence. As soon as you stand there, for even just like a full second, right? There's a light lights up in front of one of the say the mail teller's window. Bing! And clearly the hologram kind of like comes to life a little bit, right? Just like, but they were just kind of staring kind of blankly, looking like nothing. But like, as soon as that light puts up, it's like, puts on a smile and says, I can help you right here.
Oh, I'll step right up.
Oh, okay. No.
Well, that's maybe a little bit close.
Jode.
That's fine.
Yeah, this is Jode for you.
Welcome to Golden Vault Neighborhood Branch number 9. What may I do for you this fine day?
Well, I'm wondering if you know anything about how it is awake.
You're trying to Eliza it essentially. Yeah. Yes. Is that the name of the account?
Yeah, please look up the account. It is awake.
Okay.
And see if that gives any results, please.
It's clearly there's like a keyboard in front of it, in front of this hologram that doesn't it doesn't have any, like, there's no symbols on any of the buttons, right? It's like a completely flat, almost, the button, there's barely any buttons to it. It's just kind of like, and its fingers kind of go across the keyboard, not clearly pressing anything down, just sort of mimicking typing to give that sort of human feel. And there is a sort of, there's like a flicker in the hologram and says, I'm sorry, I'm not finding any account by that particular name.
Hmm.
But during that brief flicker, the hologram's face contorts in rage very briefly.
Oh. Oh, boy. Weird. We've been through this before. May I please speak with your manager?
Oh, I'm sorry. What seems to be the problem?
Well, you can't find my account.
Ah.
It's very clearly listed under It Is Awake.
You say that again, and there's a little, like, kind of flicker in the hologram's face. I'm sorry that you are not getting the customer service that you are. That's the word I'm looking for. The customer service that you deserve. I will contact a manager right away.
Thank you.
There's like no movement or anything for that to happen. Obviously, it just sort of there's a sort of a. If you just step to one side here, a manager program will be with you momentarily.
Excellent. And I'll go step over by the staff only door.
Okay.
Yeah, can we look at disabling these cameras?
You sure can. What do you want? How do you want to do it? That's the question.
Use computers.
Alrighty. One second. I just had those stats up, and now I can't find them. Oh, they're there. Okay. Well, so yeah. They are. You know. They're a little. They're not like. They're high-ish up, right? But they don't. You don't have to get to the physical camera itself, generally, right? They're like some. You know where to go, right? You would know where to go to kind of like hack the wires, essentially, or basically like sort of maybe even do it slightly remotely with your data pad and whatnot. Yeah.
Okay.
Give me a computer roll.
Okay. Yeah. Here we go.
You can do it.
I can do it. I can not. Well, not with a roll like that, but normally I could do it. That's a 9.
Do you want a hero point then?
Are you no hero?
You know what? I am a hero.
You and are. Yes,
I would like
to. This is a heroic moment.
Okay. So remind me how to physically use that.
Oh, that's right. If you right click on the result, it should bring up a little menu here that says reroll using hero points. The 9, basically, that's on your the,
yeah,
the, in the
nothing's
chat.
Nothing's
right?
happening.
It happens above the stuff, the little box where you rolled, basically, right?
No, nothing's happening. Nothing's going on.
Okay, I'll do it for you.
Okay.
But.
There you go.
Thank goodness for that roll.
So that much better.
Yeah. That's an 18.
Yeah, you're able to. Are you like shutting them off? Do you want to loop the feed? What's your.
Loop the feed would be great if we could.
Yeah, that. I agree.
Of me standing there waiting for a manager.
Waiting for a manager. And not doing anything that you're not supposed to do.
We can have a complaint.
I'm standing there very innocently waiting for a manager. Yeah.
That's right. It's been you're being way very too long. Orderly.
Right. Yeah. And it's been forever. It's taken a very long time for that manager to get there.
So do you go ahead and I want to say that results up. You kind of like are able to kind of like from where you are tap into the 5 cameras that are here and loop that feed. So here's the thing. You're not entirely though as you do this. You're not entirely certain like who might be watching this feed, if anyone. Or where it's being sent to exactly? Maybe offsite, but maybe there's something here on site. You're not sure, but you are able to know. Do you know enough that you're able to sort of loop the feed here, specifically here in the lobby? Right.
Great.
And that takes about like 10-15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Around about when that happens, another Jode, where you're standing in front of that door, there's a small panel near the door that. Suddenly starts glowing green, and it projects a hologram of a manager type, you know, individual clear in front of you. Thank you for waiting. I apologize for the wait there. Very stuffy looking, pencil thin mustache. Why not? and slick back hair, definitely in a suit, a gold sort of a mustardy colored suit as well. Abadar Kor kind of pin, lapel pin kind of situation. I'm hearing you're having some trouble with your account.
Yes, that's true, Colonel Mustard. My account is, it is awake.
Let me see if I can call that up for you. And this time, he doesn't. There's no like miming of going onto a computer at all, right? This hologram is clearly accessing some information. As it does that, right? You see the image kind of again, kind of flicker.
That's what I'm looking for.
And this manager turns to you, and the mouth on this hologram opens up to a twisted proportion. There is a soundless scream emanating from this hologram's face.
Oh, my.
And you don't sense anything else like about like something weird happening, but the lights in here kind of flicker a little bit, and all the holograms kind of just disappear.
Whoa.
The Alrighty. Lighting in here kind of like basically kind of dims. It's not low enough to be fully, you know, dim light, but it is. Mm-hmm. It definitely doesn't look as cheery. The sound of the music just kind of cuts out as well.
Huh.
Excellent. Come on in, everybody. I defeated them with bureaucracy.
Yes. Strength plus bureaucracy.
And I think you broke something, Jode, but
that, and you said its name three times, so I think maybe you summoned it.
Beetlejuice. What,
The it of being awake.
Now you're going to say it again, aren't you? You said it again. Now I've said it.
When will it stop? Wait, where am I? Sorry, my screen is still showing total darkness.
You might need to pan down a little bit. You need to pan with your
right click. Right. Click down,
right click, no. And sort of drag.
Nope, go. I just there's this one little bar, and there's nothing else now, and I'm alone on the one little bar.
Oh yes, because everyone's gone inside.
Should I try reloading? Huh?
No. You're just sort of outside. Down. Yeah, just sort of. You can here. I can kind of. Yeah, you can sort of see things now.
Oh, sorry. You went towards the top of the screen. I thought
that's right. Yes, you meant the bottom of the screen. There.
We were at the bottom and...
You were trying to break into another bank.
No, I thought you meant to go down screen, not up screen. But it didn't matter.
What I was saying was that you might need to look down screen, not move down screen. Yeah. Just a miscommunication there. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you. Yeah, now it's open. Now I can see the lobby.
Yeah, you can see everybody and there. So, Jode, you're standing in front of a door. It's closed. It doesn't even look like it has any sort of visible handle on it.
Does it? Can I try to shoulder it open? Maybe. Does it just? I mean, not like a full athletics check kind of thing. No, just want to see if it just.
It doesn't. It's clearly a door. Like it will. It could open. It's not just like a weird panel. But you know, because it has that give that a door would have. But not with a simple. No, with no check, it doesn't open. Let's just say that.
Okay, so it doesn't open on its own. Panel? Then, Vic, key? Do you need to get this open the same way you got the front doors open?
I can take a look. I don't see any controls here, but there might be something hidden in one of the walls.
Well, there's a panel that sort of had a hologram emitter next to it.
Oh, yes. Let's look at that emitter. Something to start with. There could be something there.
Well, Abadar is big on keys. Maybe there's some sort of keyhole or something.
Ooh, good point.
True.
Or maybe it's a digital key?
That would make sense.
Well, let's see what I can learn with a little computing here.
Okay. Let me know if I can help. Computing. I'm happy to help.
Maybe I'll try that again.
Okay.
That doesn't work. I can try to convince it to open a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There you go. That's a better roll for sure.
For sure. You're able to kind of like maybe pry the little hollow emitter off and then just sort of like reach in and again sort of jiggle some wires or get in there and hack it open with a little bit of a digital key, and this door opens. loudly
that
again.
That sound there every time.
I should figure out how to turn that off.
Each time when that happens.
Me too. I seriously jumped.
I knew it was going to open, but you just don't know the timing of these things.
There's a sort of a drab beige carpet in front of you. And another door and another sort of hallway leading to the right.
Are there cameras back here?
You don't see any obvious cameras.
What are these things to the left here?
They look like they might be, they're not, what's what I'm looking for? They're kind of like little servers, basically, right?
Oh.
Computers just kind of like bleep, bleep, bleep. And you kind of look at them and it literally look like someone's taking like a label maker, and on the top of one says teller one, and the second one in the middle says teller two, and then there's one that just says manager.
Nice.
Well, while they're kind of doing that, could I kind of take a sneak back here behind the desk, or is that just to see what's on the screen?
You kind of look. There's literally nothing on that screen. Okay. It is for show 100%. You even tap it, it's like plastic. It's not even like a ring. Right. It's not plugged into anything. Yeah.
Guys, Abadar Court is a total front.
Can we unplug these servers here?
If you'd like.
Yeah, why not?
I think just to be safe. We've had some bad experiences with hard light hologram things.
Good point.
I think we should depower these servers.
All right.
Okay.
You want to do that?
Kill three holograms.
Simple.
You end their lives forever.
No.
You unplug them.
Yes. Are there stairs?
They're on backup.
Is that what that is?
Yes. Right over here.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, at the end of the hallway, there's a set of steps leading down.
Excellent.
That's where we want to go.
Let's go. Yeah.
But there's these doors here, too.
Yeah, these doors on the sides of the hallway?
Yeah, there's some doors. That do open up when you go to
open them.
There
will be a lot of that now.
There will be a lot of noises. It is essentially like there are some offices in here, for lack of a better word.
Like for humans?
Or it does look like
humanoids?
Humanoids. It does look that way, but it does look like they're probably for tech to come in here and work on the automation programs, right? And a lot of this stuff is like clearly not been used, right? There's still like plastic over the chairs and over the, there's not even, it's just a desk. There's no like computer on it or anything, but there's like cables that are coming up out of the desk, for people to plug in their laptops that they need to bring in. Mm-hmm. There's even like a small, like break room situation. Again, plastic covering everything. There is a refrigerator, but it's not plugged in.
nice.
You look under, there's a little sink. You look under it, the sink isn't even hooked up.
Man, this looks ripe for redistribution among the people here in Little Akaton that don't have much.
Fair enough.
Just saying.
It's just, unfortunately, that is all owned by Abadar Court. Krychek, you've opened another door to the south there. Mm-hmm. A set of stairs lead down. That's where you're going in. This is clearly a basement. A basement of sorts. You head down, and there's just a generator sitting here, kind of churning away.
Oh, well, we're looking for the vaults. Did we open this door?
What about this one? What about this door down here?
They all kind of lead to sort of similar-looking little offices. There's one sort of like, again, conference room that's not being used.
Yeah, I see it.
This other one here, Joe, that you just opened up, looks more like a... And actually, it looks more like a security feed office. There's some monitors that show some of the security feed. This is also clearly... being this feed is being fed out, like you can kind of look over the monitors, you can see that the feed is being fed out to somewhere like another monitoring station somewhere else, probably somewhere else on the station, probably not even in this neighborhood, but not in a way that is like clearly urgent in any way, because you haven't set off any alarms or anything yet, right?
Mm-hmm.
This place seems to have all the right architecture for being not automated, so either they don't have a lot of faith that their automated bank is going to work, and so they're ready to convert it into a regular type bank right away. Or maybe more likely, they have like one prefab bank plan that they just erected and they've just decided to automate it. They haven't even finished with their prefab plan.
That
is
well
a very
be.
Avatar Core thing to do.
Yeah.
To have basically a sort of a, this is what our banks look like. They all look exactly the same, even for stuff that the customers would never see.
Well, it could be a PR thing too, because it's like, it's the same bank you always know instead of something different. You know, they're
used to it.
A McBank, exactly.
What's this this little hall that goes down to a
so this goes down to a, this goes down to a set of stairs that doesn't have a door that you can open at the moment because
well this one but what about this door that
oh that's a little that's the generator
oh I see
yeah
it's
the generator
well I'll be sure
this one is the one we want
I'll walk down those stairs
okay
this whole place so far seems actually pretty safe.
The stairs go
weirdly down,
and then kind of turn on themselves, and there's a long sort of cement hallway that sort of goes right under the hallway that you were on, right at, mm-hmm. in, basically.
Oh. Hmm.
Almost come underground, but as you sort of can see at the end of that hallway is a, it's a gate, for lack of a better word, right? And through that gate, you can kind of see some blue light. Blue looking light.
Hmm. You should be looking out for more security measures. There hasn't been that much.
Yeah, yet. I agree.
Yeah, I mean, like, just some dinky cameras and that's it.
Right. And Evidar
go into the security room and turn stuff off.
Oh, that's a good point. We should maybe do that.
Yeah, okay.
Which one's the security room?
This one, the one right here.
This one I just went into. Yeah.
Yeah, I just went in there.
Give me.
Somebody's on top of me. I've lost me.
Oh, sorry. My mistake.
I know. Stacked.
Okay, so this is the security room.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, all right, I'll come in here too.
Okay.
Why don't each of you give me a computers check?
Can do.
All right.
Everybody?
No, the two of them, and they're in the room there.
Oh, okay.
They're in the security room.
Okay.
Starchild and Eswar.
Right. That is a lackluster roll of 12.
Mm-hmm.
And a more full.
And I got a 19.
A more full luster roll of 19.
Yeah, that's right.
Eswar, so you're in there, and you can kind of call up some of the feeds of there, and you can see the ones that you've been looping, but you can also see a couple more feeds of a hallway, essentially two hallways, basically one hallway that kind of does an L shape, and then at the end of that L is a sort of clearly a vault area.
Okay.
In this one first sort of hallway, the northern part of the L, there is a kind of a metal walkway on the ground that is kind of has a little glowing blue light in it, and you can kind of see that there are two turrets on either side, the north and south end of this hallway, facing inward essentially, right? So those two, you can see sort of both ends of the hallway from two cameras. That second camera at the corner of the bend looks onto a another sort of long hallway with a sort of blue grating with blue light on it, just sort of filled with lasers crossing each other in classic banks, you know, heist style, right?
Of course.
Of course.
And then at the end of that hallway, there's another camera that's looking out on the vault. And you can see two things, that there is a small security robot patrolling the L-shaped hallway, and then a larger beefier looking robot just sort of standing in front of the vault.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Stephanie, Starchild.
Yes.
If you wish, you can. You also see all this, right? You're sort of working with this one. If you wish, you can loop the feeds of the cameras as well.
Yes. Absolutely.
In the sort of vault hallway, let's call it, right?
Okay. Yep. Love to do that.
So you've done that. So once you get in there, no one will see you get in there. But you're still but neither of you can know how to turn off the rest of the security there from
okay.
here.
Right? Okay.
The turrets and the laser beams and the robots, you cannot deactivate them from here.
All right. Can anyone else help with this? Vic? You want to take a look?
I can take a look. I'm not sure how much.
Well, I'll just so save this. What you've discovered is that you cannot, like, not that you can't do it.
That's what I was thinking.
Is that you cannot do it? You're not. They're not connected in that way.
Oh, I see.
They are. Okay. They are centralized units. Even Abadar Corps security robots are self sufficient. They're not necessarily tied into a network.
Uh-huh.
And the whatever the turrets and the laser beams are probably, you need to be much closer to shut them off, right?
Okay. All right. Well, then I guess we need to head down there.
Now that the feed's been looped, it feels like we can do so without being spotted.
Yes.
Okay. So you come to that gate. You go to that sort of cement hallway, and you can come to the gate, and you can see beyond the gate is that hallway with the turret and the sort of blue floor, right? The sort of glowing metal floor. Mm-hmm.
Right.
The gate is locked, though. And this seems like it's more of a physical lock than anything.
Oh, right. I'm not much good with that.
Requires some full-on thievery, eh?
Probably.
I turn and look at Starchild.
I am not a thief.
Oh.
You want to be looking at...
the Patra.
Yeah, Zostra.
You want me to steal something?
Yes.
You want to pick a lock for us, Scott?
I'll try.
That's the first part of the stealing.
Yes.
No. Wait, that's just getting in. That's not stealing.
Sorry, lost everybody again, and now I've lost my little token.
Nah.
I'm still in that same room.
Oh, Starchild.
I know.
Yeah, you're still in that same room.
It's hard to...
I'm going to have to move everybody shortly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
When we get to the thing, because of the way the map works here.
Assuming I'm doing a thing.
You're doing a thing.
You're at a gate. It's physically locked.
Yeah.
I will attempt to physically unlock. You're picking a lock. Just turn off the lock.
Uh-oh.
Not with an 11.
That is, it's not doable. Sorry, this lock is it's not working.
It's not good.
Try again if you want, or you can reroll that with a hero point.
Yeah, I think I'm going to just give it another shot. I'm just getting used to it here. We'll see what...
Get the feel of it.
Yes, it was the
other way. This is Masterson...
This is the next year. The model. Yeah. It's hard to tell.
4072. Great. So you pick that. Creak open the gate. You sort of met with a sort of. This is like a kind of a small set of stairs that leads down onto this grating.
So I should be there, huh?
Well, here's the thing: is like, if I move you all into this, technically you're in the room.
No, I get it.
And I want to know who's going into the room first.
Hmm.
I unlock the gate and.
Yeah, I would guess you're going through first.
That sounds just right.
Unless you stand to the side.
Usher someone in.
There you go.
I've done my part. Unless you want to sneak in, I could do that.
Yeah, let's sneak in.
All right, well, let's...
Didn't we know there were, like, there's a big robot?
Yeah, there are robots.
There's a robot. There are robots in there. There's some laser turrets. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to show Zostra something here. This is what you open the door to looking at.
Okay.
The hallway turns immediately to the right. Above you and up to the left is an obvious laser turret.
Okay. Is there something I can reach to try and disable, perhaps?
You would need to get a little closer.
Yeah, well, I'm going to look to see if there's anything trapped about the floor.
Okay. Give
or
me
anything
a
else around
check.
Here? Just yeah, real good.
Glowing blue
things.
Or something like that.
Let's see. Perception.
There's some blue light cascading along the floor here.
Could be a sensor of some kind.
So that's an 18.
18. Not bad.
You know what? So Mark, you kind of got it on the head there. There's nothing sort of inherently trapped about the floor itself. It's not electrified or anything, but you're pretty sure that walking on it is going to trigger
something will trigger
something.
Blow everything up.
It's the trigger.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a trigger. And no way to get that untriggered from where I am.
Oof.
Interesting. To see if I have any sort of reach. I do not. All right, well, I'll explain what I've found.
Okay.
And that it's almost definitely the floor is trapped. There should be a way to turn it off, because otherwise how would somebody come through here?
Exactly.
What that way is, I was not able to determine.
Okay.
And, is it that you touch the floor to trigger a thing?
Yes, I believe that to be the case.
Yep.
What if you climb around on the wall or the ceiling or something?
I would if I could.
I don't have a way to do that. Do you?
I don't think I. You do?
Sure.
I'll go for it.
Do a way for you to do it or for someone else to?
I don't know. We can probably work it out. I've got a cantrip called Adhere, where if I stick a thing to a thing, I cast the cantrip. It's only one action, and it sticks. So if I...
What are the targets of that spell?
The target is the object. A range touch, target one object or 1 5-foot square surface. You create a molecular bond between an object you touch and another object or surface that the object is touching.
Okay. So you could glue someone's boot to the wall, but they can't. That's not them walking along the wall.
What about
it? It would be glued to the wall in one spot.
Could we hear something where I could use it as a step to get
up? It's not sustained. It has a duration of 1 minute. So your boot is glued to the wall, and then I glue your other boot to the wall, and then 1 minute later your first boot lets go, and then I quickly glue that to the wall one step further on. Okay, this does not seem like a very fast way to traverse.
No, I might be able to jump over there. I can jump without running.
Oh. Then
all right, well, Scott, do you want to try to just sort of leap like over basically onto the turret, and then maybe you can try to do something with it?
But yeah, I mean, the thought was more like, well, you could glue something partway over there so I can jump up on it as a step.
No, I have to be able to touch the thing that's gluing to the thing it's touching.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah. You're gonna have to leap from where you are.
Yeah, and leaping is
span the corridor.
And athletics.
Athletics. That's where this all falls down.
Okay.
I'm in acrobatics.
Maybe somebody who's better at athletics then.
I have.
Are you great with athletics?
I'm pretty good. Krizek might be better.
Yeah. Can you span the hallway, like feet to hands? And kind of shimmy down that way, kind of like walk.
No, away. It's like a 15 foot wide hallway.
Ah,
is there any way to disable this
substantially ganglier creature than?
Oh, that's a good a good question.
I will ask. Just looking at the map, there's obviously a little walkway here. Is the rest of this walled? You said it's
feet. Yeah, the walls are where the walls are. Right, so this path along the middle here, that's kind of trapped for lack of a better word.
So this sort of
extend out from the to the walls, right?
It's all the way across.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's the path plus everything around it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It just looks like. For the most part, what you're looking at here is kind of like a fancy metal carpet for people to walk into. Yep. Maybe like, oh, here's where you go to put your stuff in a safe deposit box, right?
Right.
Which means there is of course some way to deactivate that. We did not find it.
Right.
We weren't specifically looking
sort of at the far end. Maybe we need somebody who is both good at both athletics and thievery or computers to get to the other side.
Well.
Maybe.
Is that you, Eswar?
I can do both of those things, yeah.
All right.
Give that a jump. I think you'll be okay.
Not me.
You there's room for you to get a running start, right?
Okay.
Because of the hallway, as long as if Zoster sort of steps out of the door, yep. the gateway, mm-hmm. right?
You I'll can back off
and try to jump in. Let's see what happens. Let's roll that roll and see what happens.
Okay, we're talking athletics then, right?
We're talking athletics.
Okay, then let's give it a shot.
Basically, the higher, the farther.
Right.
All right. Wow. Okay.
And there we go for 26.
26. I'm going to bring you into this room. All right. Here we go. So you give a, you know, as far as running, Zoster steps out of the way of the gate, leap, whoosh, and you basically kind of land up on top of this turret that's jutting out from the wall. You can see the length of the hallway now, right?
You're basically now yes.
Also looking at the other turret at the other end of the hallway. This turret is not, it's but they haven't, like, neither of them have activated yet, it seems like, right?
Right.
They're just sort of like, in standby mode.
Uh-huh.
That being said, there is that one robot, the patrolling robot you saw at the other end, and it uh-huh. is moving kind of like beep, beep, deep, deep, and moving towards you. It's probably seen you at this point.
Okay.
And it's a, you know, there's a sort of a small tinny voice that comes out of a speaker of the robot and says, intruder, by order of Abadar Corps Security, stay where you are. And that's where we're gonna end this session.
Okay.